This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. 2 years after 23-year-old Elijah McClain died after an encounter with police, three officers and two paramedics have been charged. They face counts of manslaughter and negligent homicide. Governor Jared Polis asked State Attorney General Phil Weiser to conduct an investigation into McClain's death, and today gave his condolences to McClain's family and friends.
Innocent young man lost his life. And I really am thrilled to see progress in holding those responsible accountable.
The state investigation came after Aurora Police did their own investigation, and the Adams County District Attorney declined to file charges. The indictment was filed yesterday, and the officers and paramedics will likely be taken into custody today. And people in the community are sharing their thoughts on the news of these charges as well. Jeff Fard of Brother Jeff's Cultural Center in Denver says he's optimistic that people will be held accountable for what happened, but that the charges fall short.
Justice is Elijah McClain going home to his mother and his family. Justice for Elijah McClain is him going into college. Justice for Elijah McClain is being alive. None of those things will ever happen.
McClain's death prompted demonstrations in Denver and Aurora last summer. The federal government is rounding up more than 700 wild horses in northwest Colorado, despite a last-minute appeal by Governor Jared Polis to delay the operation. Polis urged Interior Secretary Deb Haaland to postpone today's roundup in the Sand Wash Basin and expressed concern about whether the horses will be treated humanely. He also questioned the Bureau of Land Management's argument that drought has jeopardized food and water for the herd of nearly 900 horses. BLM says the area only supports around 300. This is CPR and KRCC.